Imagine having the ability to reprogram your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors as easily as updating software on your phone. This is the revolutionary promise of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, created by Richard Bandler and John Grinder in the 1970s. Unlike traditional therapy that can take years, NLP offers techniques for rapid transformation, often in minutes rather than months. The approach is refreshingly practical. Find people who excel at something, discover exactly how they do it mentally, and teach those same mental processes to others. What makes NLP truly groundbreaking is its premise that change happens in an instant when we understand how our minds actually work. We aren't discovering who we really are, we're deciding who we want to be and developing the mental tools to become that person. This isn't just positive thinking, it's a systematic approach to rewiring your brain's response patterns that has transformed millions of lives worldwide, from Hollywood celebrities to Olympic athletes seeking peak performance. We have control over the voices and images in our minds. By changing how they appear, like turning a critical voice into Mickey Mouse or adjusting its volume, we can reduce their emotional impact. This principle, central to NLP, shows that we can modify our internal experiences' qualities, submodalities, by adjusting mental images' size, brightness, and distance, or voices' tone and volume. These aren't mere exercises. They reflect how our brain naturally processes information. Our emotional states directly connect to how we internally represent situations. Anxiety often involves vivid, close-up mental images of negative outcomes, while confidence creates different internal pictures. By consciously altering these qualities, like mentally whiting out a troubling image while breathing, we can instantly shift our emotional response to any situation. Have you ever instantly clicked with someone while others feel like hard work? This is rapport, a state of trust and responsiveness that creates connection. While many attribute rapport to shared interests or eye contact, NLP shows it's about matching communication patterns. People process information through different representational systems: visual, images, auditory, sounds, and kinesthetic, feelings. Each preference shows in their language. Visual people say, "I see what you mean," or "That looks right." Auditory people use, "That sounds good," or "I hear you." Kinesthetic people say, "That feels right," or "I can't grasp that concept." When you speak someone's mental language, communication flows naturally. Mismatching, like using visual language with someone who processes through feelings, creates disconnection. This explains why some couples argue despite agreement. They're processing information differently. By identifying and matching someone's preferred system, you're not manipulating, but adapting to create understanding. Statements like, "I can't do this," or "everyone thinks I'm incompetent," contain deletions, distortions, and generalizations that create mental traps. The meta model, a set of precision questions, helps reveal specific, addressable issues. When someone says, "I'm stressed," they've deleted the specific cause, distorted their experience, and potentially overgeneralized their situation. Key precision questions transform vague statements into actionable information. "Who specifically doesn't appreciate what specifically?" turns complaints into addressable issues. "According to whom?" challenges opinions presented as facts. "Always" helps people recognize exceptions to generalizations. "What do you mean by that?" clarifies abstract concepts. "How specifically do you make yourself anxious?" reframes problems from states to processes. "Compared to whom?" exposes unfair self-comparisons. "How do you know?" challenges assumptions about others' thoughts. "What stops you?" identifies specific obstacles behind can't statements. These questions don't merely gather information, they transform how people perceive their problems, often revealing previously hidden solutions. Fighting against problems often backfires. Telling yourself not to think about chocolate makes you think about it more. This explains why willpower-based approaches fail. They focus on what you're trying to avoid. Instead of suppression, practice redirection. The energy of desire is valuable when channeled toward better targets, like health, success, and relationships. This explains why people sometimes solve one problem only to create another. They haven't redirected their underlying desires. An alcoholic might become a gambler, or someone might leave one toxic relationship for another because they haven't addressed the root cause. The key is designing your future rather than just escaping your past. Instead of focusing on what you don't want, define what you do want. Identify the feelings driving your current behavior, excitement, comfort, connection, and find healthier ways to generate those same feelings. If stress eating provides comfort, discover alternative sources of comfort. By redirecting the positive intention behind unwanted behaviors, you create sustainable change without relying on willpower. NLP offers practical tools for changing unwanted patterns and creating desired states. Here are key techniques you can implement immediately. To neutralize troubling memories, make the mental image smaller and distant, drain its color and sound, then shrink it until it can be brushed away. This process changes the emotional impact while preserving useful information. To create reliable triggers for positive feelings, visualize a confidence lever. Recall a confident moment, intensify it while raising the lever, and link it to a physical gesture, like touching thumb to middle finger. This creates an anchor you can activate anytime. To amplify positive feelings, locate where good feelings originate in your body, then create a circular motion with that feeling, spinning it faster to intensify it. To eliminate negative feelings, visualize a difficult situation, then widen out while spinning good feelings through your body. With practice, this becomes an automatic response. These techniques align with your brain's natural functioning, creating rapid changes that conventional approaches often miss. Their effectiveness comes from consistent practice. NLP provides an owner's manual for the human mind, teaching us that we respond not to reality, but to our internal maps of it. These maps are fluid and changeable. Our mental states are contagious and controllable, while communication occurs on multiple levels. Most problems stem from how we process information, not external circumstances, and our minds work through association rather than logic. This understanding shifts our approach from what's wrong and how do I fix it to what do I want and how do I create it. This focus on positive outcomes rather than avoiding negative experiences drives sustainable change. It empowers us to design our experience rather than remain stuck in unconscious patterns. NLP's greatest gift is freedom, the ability to choose how we use our minds, direct our behavior, and shape our lives. Understanding how your mind constructs experience frees you from perceived limitations. You can transform patterns, create desired states, and communicate better, turning past challenges into lessons while building an inspiring future. Your mind is the most sophisticated technology you'll ever own. Isn't it time you learned how to use it?